speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
The question, as I have put it, says angels are mentioned in the New Testament. Does this mean that they appear to people today? And the question, and I will clarify a little bit more in regard to the lengthiness of it, dealt with our handling of and speaking in reference to angels who spoke to Joseph and Mary, Zechariah and Elizabeth. In our study, I believe it was on Wednesday evenings in our midweek Bible class. And the question then is that we are the New Testament church. And hence, New Testament Christianity comes from the things we read in the Bible. So since we have a mentioning of angels in the New Testament church, in the New Testament, does that also then mean is that they are still operating today in the same way? We need to understand when we're determining biblical doctrine, and hence when we think about angels, what we believe about the angels are certainly, we must also understand that this is a doctrinal teaching that we need to consider. Context and culture must be considered. We must consider the immediate and overall context. You've heard me say that a lot of times, and I trust that I'm not alone. In this, in like figure, we must consider the culture. What's the background as to what's going on? What is normal to the day? What is expected amongst the people of that time? Then also then, as we're trying to determine biblical doctrine, we need to consider God's plan in Christ, and then the purpose in regard to the context, immediate and broad, as to the way in which it has been given. As we think about angels, we have a number of places where that they have appeared in Scripture. The first place that an angel appears in the Scripture is with Adam and Eve in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 24. In that context, they have sinned against God, and an angel is set at the entrance of the Garden of Eden to keep them out, hence separate them from the Tree of Life. That's the first appearance of an angel. Then we have angels that are mentioned in and throughout the Old and into the New Testament Scripture. Hence, that's some of what we've been looking at on Wednesday nights. Then the last place that I saw in reference to the mentioning of angels is in the book of Revelation, chapter 22, verses 8 and verse 9. When it comes to angels, what purpose did angels serve? Angels served as messengers for God. They were there, at least that's the major reason that we see angels being sent forth. In fact, the word itself, angelos, means messenger. It doesn't always mean a messenger from an angelic being that has been sent forth. Sometimes it just is in reference to a messenger. So, as we would take that consideration, how has God communicated to us today? How does God communicate to us today? Well, we know in the church that He communicates to us through His Word. So therefore, simply because we have the Word, we no longer are in need of messengers to be sent. Why? Because we have His complete, inspired, inerrant Word before us. The way in which God accomplished this was through Jesus Christ, our Lord. In the book of Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 1 says, God, who at various times and in various ways spake in times past to the fathers through the prophets. Verse 2, but He has in these last days, at the close of the Jewish dispensation of time, and at the ushering in of the Christian age, Jesus Christ is God's final spokesperson. And therefore, as the apostles communicated God's Word, having a recollection or a remembrance brought to their mind, John chapter 14 and verse 26, concerning the life and teachings of Christ, we have God's completed message for us. Hence, there is no need for angels today to operate in a very direct way. Still at the same time, I will say, is that I believe that God uses angels providentially. When we think in regard to providentially, I want us to understand that when God operates providentially, we as Christians have faith that He is working in our lives, and we know that He is, trust that 100%. Still, we can't always put our finger on it and say, this was God's working. And at least And even beyond that, we can't say 100% that this is how He did this or that. Amen? He may have used angels to have accomplished one thing or another. A passage that is oftentimes asserted comes from the book of Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 14 in support of angels amongst us or in support of guardian angels. In that context, the Hebrews writer exclaims, showing the superiority of Christ over angels. That's the context. But he goes on to explain in saying is that these angels are ministering spirits sent forth to minister to those who will inherit eternal salvation. You've heard me say just a few weeks ago in one of our classes in reference to the angels, in that context, is that I believe possibly, and again I'm saying possibly, that we need to consider Luke chapter 16, verses 16 and following, in reference to what is stated there. In Luke chapter 16, verses 16 and following, Jesus gives reference to what takes place in death. The soul departs from the body, and the Scripture identifies to us as that the soul of the Christian is met by angels and carried into Abraham's bosom. Those souls who are met by angels and carried into Abraham's bosom will indeed inherit eternal salvation. And therefore, I believe that it's very possible and likely is that the reference there in Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 14 could very well be in reference to in the Hadean realm. Ministering spirits set forth to minister to those who will inherit eternal salvation. Why do I say that? You and I are still in a state where we could fall away. And therefore, I have a hard time in my mind harmonizing as to the way in which that could actually 100% fit to you and me. Again, do I believe that God uses angels still, providentially? I trust that He does. Yet at the same time, we are without explanation as to exactly how He accomplishes this.